Tia the kavosim of mamayit are going away from the owner. Just like over there, the chiddush was the master does not get paid when his maid leaves him. Here the chiddush is that when your daughter leaves the father does get money. For the Gemara, no, voleidam yahay yitzilay yitzin. No, there's no comparison between the two yitzias. Hosam nafkulam rishosadim lagamri. When a master sees that his maid has two styrus, she goes out completely. She's not a maid at all. She's completely freed. For hocho akati mechaschem siul lechupa. But over here, true, when the father marries, makes kedusha with his daughter, she's not completely in the baal's rishus yet. She's still but mixas in the father's rishus. Later, when they make chupa, that's when she goes out completely from the father's rishus. So she did not go out completely from the father's rishus yet. Vocha akati mechaschem siul lechupa. Gemara says, be a forest nedarim miyo nafkalo mirshusay. But again, it's our first adorm, there is a little bit that she did leave the father. The Tanan would learn like this. Nara Hamarosa. You have your girl, your daughter, a Nara, but she's Hamarosa. She made Kedushin with a man already. So the law is, if she makes a Neder now, or Vio by the Mefrina Dorehel, the father can no more be made for the Neder by himself. He needs also the husband to be made for. So therefore, since she left the father this much, that the father cannot be made for by himself anymore, there's somebody else involved, that's why it's called a Yitzia, it's called she left the father. Fred Gemara, Fahai v'yotzachinam, liyachu liyosa, is that the pshat bechlal, the drosha v'yotzachinam ain't kosov, to make a drosha, the Yomar Riyah goes out without money, that when she gets married there is money, is that the drosha? Hami boilu l'kratanya, we learned that pasuk like we learned. The Tanya learned like this, the pasuk says, v'yotzachinam, she goes out free. Eilu Yimei Bagrus. One thing the teacher says is when she becomes a Bagaris, when she becomes 12 and a half years old, also there's a type of Yitziah. Shrashi Shimishtane Minaris Lios Bagaris. In the Lachar is when she becomes a Gedolah, 12 years old, so the next 6 months she's called a Nara. 6 months later she's called a Bagaris. So that's called Yitziah of a Bagaris, we'll soon see. And Ein Kesef, Eilu Yimei Naris. Shrashi Ein Kosef, but the question is, once she goes out when she's a Nara, so what do you mean to say there's a going out when she's a Bagaris? A Bagaris means when she's 12 and a half years old, a half a year after she's a Nara. So if she went free already when she was a Nara, what do you mean Bagaris? Nothing more soon than this. But I call upon this pasuk, the Yosachinim were learning out the Bagaris also. So my answer is, I'm Ravina and Cain, Le Makro, Ain Kosif. Not the book to say ain't kosef. My lay makroh on kesef. Drashi below yud can receive me ain't yivami. Should you say on kesef? My ain't kesef. What's the yud doing there? Ain't kesef. That's for the extra drashom. Ain't kesef liyodin. There, aviyesh kosef liyodin acher. There is the yitziyah when you get married that the other money goes to the father. Well, many you have the father gets it. But the Gemara reminded that Shinoch, how who says you make such a drash like this with the yud or without the yud? The Tanya, bring a proof, yes, we learn like this. V'zereinla. It says that when the father dies, when the husband dies, and there are no children, and there's a brother alive, there's a mitzvah yibum. But the pasuk says, V'zereinla. They didn't have any children. So v'dashin einla yela zara. She doesn't have any children right now. Zara, zara, minan. How do we know if they are grandchildren though? And let's say they did have children, and they gave birth, and then their own children died. How do we know that they have grandchildren? Also there's no mitzvah yibum. Tamalayla zera einla. Which we dash an ayin law. Check her out. You have to check out to make sure there's no children at all, not even any grandchildren alive. V'yeinli yel is zera kosher. Only if the kid is a kosher. Then there's a p'tur of yibum. Zera postumi. Then how do we know if the kid's a mamzer? In other words, she lived with a chayve krisus. How do we know the kid's a mamzer? Even where the kid's a mamzer, and he's alive now, that there's still a p'tur from yibum? Tamuloy mazera ain law. Ayin law, look after it. Any type of a kid that she has that's left from her, there's no mitzvah yibum. So we see we make this drasha with the yud. So therefore, we see we make drashas because of the extra ayin. The zera ayin law says lashon aleph yud nun ayin with the yud means to ayin a law to check her out. For the Gemara, v'afikta lezera zara. How can there not two things, zera psul and grandchildren from the same word? Gemara says no, zera zara grandchildren lo yisruch. We don't need a pasuk for that. So that's a portion of Svara, the Bnei Bonim are Reinka Bonim. Bnei Bonim is always like children. Therefore, Yitzhak Kuro, what do we need the apostle for? Lizera apostle. Only even if the kid left over is a mamzer, he also parted from Yibun. the Tanah, how does the Tanah itself know this? The Dara Shachi could make the Jerusha Makro, Me'ayin Bilam, or Me'ayin Yavami, like Siv Bayud, Bachi, Siv Bayud, Shmaminu Ledrashu the Yosa. That since sometimes the Pasuk says without a Yud, and here it says that with the Yud, may we see when it does say an extra Yud, there's a Jerusha involved, therefore we can make these Jerushas.
Alright. So just the beginning of Shia, that's what we said by Chalipin, again it's like this. The way Tais and the Dvas speaks out, that the Havim of the Gemara was, that since we learn out Kedushin, from Kenyan Kesef of Sadeh, so I would have thought to say Chalipin is also considered like a Kenyan Kesef. But just like by Kesef, you give money and you are kind of the field back, so also Chalipin, the Havimini was, you give a Kli and you are kind of the Sadeh back. Therefore, I would have thought to say like wherever Kesef is kind of, Chalipin is also kind of. Therefore, I would have thought that you could Mekadosh your wife with Chalipin. Then the Gemara says no, that since you see it's possible to make Chalipin, even though the Kli is worth less than a Shavah Pruta, so the Sosa Prabha just shows us that the Kinyan Chalipin does not work like a Kinyan Kesef. And the Rebbe calls it, it's called like an Avacher. It's called like a type of a Kinyan by itself. So now even when we do have a Kli that has a Shavah Pruta, still the Kinyan Chalipin does not work the same way a Kinyan Kesef works, but rather it's considered a new Kinyan like Chalipin. And therefore we only learn out that you can Mekadosh an Isha with the Kinyan Kesef. But Chalipin, since it's possible to be done with a Kli that's not worth a Shavah Pruta, so that just shows us that whenever you have this Kinyan Chalipin, it does not work like a Kinyan Kesef, but rather like a new Kinyan, and of course other Kinyonim do not help by Kedushin to marry your wife. You're holding the Avdala Nomad Aleph. Again, the last Shalom was saying now, the last Kash was, is V'yotza Chinam. Lo'ochu D'yoso, does it come to teach us that his money by Kedushin, from Iboyle L'Katanya, when you like we learned, Titanya we learned, V'yotza Chinam, Eilu Yimei Bagrus, that means an Omar Ria, she goes out when she becomes a Bagaris, which means when she's 12 and a half years old. Ein Kosev, she goes out free from a master without any money. So Dash without any money means Eilu Yimei Naros. That she can go out when she's an Ara. When she becomes 12 years old with Cyrus, she goes out. So soon the Gemara is going to ask, if she goes out when she's 12 years old, what is she still doing there by the time she becomes a Vagaris? Like what do we need the two Psukim, the two Droshes, Yimei Bagrus and Yimei Naros? But I call upon Amar Ravina. Ravina says, in Cain, if so, if the Pasuk has only come to teach us that an Omar of Riyah goes out free with the Bagris and with Naris, Lay Makroa on Kesef, without the Yud. It should be on Kesef. My Ein Kesef. Why does the Torah write the Yud there saying Ein Kesef? So Idashin Ein Kesef Liodin there. That means when she goes out free, when an Omar of Riyah goes out free with Simonim, there's no money to the Odin. Avayesh Kesef Liodin Achar. But there's a drasha though that there is money to another type of going out, which means by kedushin, when your daughter gets married, when your nara gets married, so she's going away from the father. So here the father does get money. That's called yesh kesev liyadin achar, and the money goes to the father. Oman nino, who's the person that gets the money? Ah, it goes to the father. So therefore, we learn now from this pasuk of the yotzachinam on ein kesev two drashas. Since it says the word Ein with the Yud, we learn out not only does she go out free by Bagris and by Naris, but also that there's money involved by Kedushin, and the money goes to the father. So Mar says now, how do we know he makes such a drosha from the word On and Ein with the Yud and without the Yud? Look at the Tanya, we learn like this. The Tanya, yeah, Vizera Einlo. The Pasuk says in Vayikro, Vizera Einlo. She does not have any children. So really this pasuk is talking about, like Rashi says, the Zera Ein Lo means Ein Le Sheyakev Al Bas Koyen Melecho Betruma El Azarim Yisrael. If a Bas Koyen got to marry to a Yisrael, so when she's married to the Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Then even if she gets a get or the husband dies, so it depends, if she has a child, so then even if the husband dies or she gets a get, she does not go back to her father's house, she cannot eat Truma because she has a Zera from the Yisrael. So it's actually like this. Only Zara, only she has a child. Zera Zara, meaning how do we know even a grandchild also stops her from eating Truma? Tam Lema, the Pasuk says, Zera Ein Lo.
She does not have any children. Bidashim from Ein Lo means I in law. Check her out to see even if she doesn't have a child, or maybe she has a grandchild, and still is called the Kim of the Zera of the Yisrael. Therefore, she cannot go back to Truma. Now, V'yein Liyela Zera Kosher. Only if she has a child that's kosher, no, that's not a mamzer. Then it's considered like she stole from Zera Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. But Zera Possum, in 900, we know she lived with a man, that the kid became a mamzer from it. How do we know also that she cannot go back to eat Truma? Talmud Lama, the Possum says, Zera Ein Law means I Ein Law. Check her out to make sure not even a child, not even a psula mamzer also with Pasala to go back to eat a Truma. So now the Gemara asks the question, what it comes out, we're making two drushes from this Zera Ein Law. Like, how could you tell me now even a mamzer? We need the pasuk to tell me even grandchildren make it that she cannot go back to Truma. Now, how could I now two drushes of so mamzer and also grandchildren? Zumar says no, yet like it's possible. Because Zera Zara Le Yisrakro, that the grandchildren also make it that she can't eat Truma, for that we don't need a pasuk. Because that's the Svara. Because the B'nai Bonim are Rehen Kibonim, that's the Svara, the grandchildren, Haksudit like children. So therefore, since she has a child from a husband of Israel, she can't eat Truma. Who are then, even if a child dies, but the leftover children, she has a grandchild alive, also she cannot eat Truma. So therefore, Ki Yitzhakro, where do we need the Pasuk? Lizera Apostle. The man who needs the Pasuk for Zera Apostle to teach us that even though she left over her mom's there, still she cannot eat Truma. And now the Gemara is Fatana Gufi Minola the Dor Shachi. How do we know it makes it to Jerusha? Amrik Siv, the Pasuk says, Mi'ein Bilam, or else Mi'ein Yehomi. So, the like Siv Vuyud, here it means Bilam did not want to, or he does not want to make Yibam. It does not say the word Yud, it just says Mi'ein without the Yud. Vachik Siv Beyud, here it says the Yud. Shmaminu Ledrosha Udiyosa. Here it does write it with the Yud, it means to teach us something special. So here the drasha is even a mamzer, and by Yos, the main custom is to teach us that there's no money when the Yom Avriya goes out free with Shonim, but there is money when your daughter gets married and the money goes to the father. Now the Gemara says, V'itzrach l'michtav k'dushel yaviyah. We came out before with two psukim. With psukim teaching us, V'yotzachinu main kosev, that when your daughter gets married, the money goes to the father. And V'itzrach l'michtav maisi yadel yaviyah. We also need the other pasuk to teach us that the Chayim Charishas Bito to teach us that the Maisi Yodeo, where the work that your daughter does, the work, the money of it goes to the father. We need like two psukim. So Mara says, why? Because the Rachmoni Kedushel Yaviyah, we only have this pasuk of Yotzechina Main Kosov, that when your daughter gets married, the money goes to the father. However, I mean, I would have thought to say, Mishum Deloy Tarachbu, because she didn't work for the money. Some she got married and the husband gave her the money, gave her the Kesem Kedushin. There I would think the Torah says this money goes back to the father. When your daughter does work and she earns money, the Katorchavu, that she works for the money, I would have thought to say maybe she has a right to keep her money. Therefore I need the pastor to say that the Maisi Yodeo also goes to the father. We learned before, Now the drush before the Chayim Karish as Bitul Yoma. The father gets the Maisi Yodeo of his daughter. Now the Yashmina Maisi Yodeo, the pasuk would only teach us Maisi Yodeo to call Mrs. No Minei, only because she is being fed by the father. In other words, it's a svara. That since the father feeds his daughter, so that's a svara to say that the father should get back the maisi yodeho. The work that she does goes back to the father. Interesting, the Ritzvah speaks out, even though really midiraisa, father does not have to feed his daughter, but that's a svara though, we say the Torah went down to the svara. Now the Torah knows that most probably your father is going to feed his daughter. So since the father is going to feed his daughter, that's what the Torah said, the Maisi Yodeo, the work that she does, goes back to her father. Avo Kiddusheho. the Me'al Makasi, but that when your daughter gets married and the husband gives her money, gives the Kesef Kedushin, that money comes Me'alma. No, it's not money that she's working to say that she go to the father because the father's feeding her. This is like extra money she's getting right now. So the extra money that comes to her, Eima di Dohevi, maybe that money should belong to her. Only the money that she works for, that's the svara, it should go back to the father. Because since the father is like supporting his daughter, is feeding her, and that's a svara that a father would do it, even though he's not mechuyif to, but since it's a svara the father would do it, that's what the Torah said, this money that she makes the daughter should go back to her father. But only the money that she works for. But the money she receives for kedushin, maybe that's like some an extra bonus. Maybe that money should belong to herself, and she would not have to give it to her father. That's why we need a second pasuk. No, the yotzachina main kosev, that there's a way that your daughter leaves you, and here there is money. The money goes to the father. Gufa. Before we just said when the pasuk says the yotzachinam, that when an omav riyah, a Jewish maid that was sold, now she goes out free. So we say she goes out free either when she becomes a nara. So we dashin the yotzachinam elu yemei bagris. When she becomes a bagera, she goes out free. A bagera means a girl when she's 12 and a half years old, usually. Usually the case is when the girl first gets face Cyrus, and she becomes 12 years old, she's called a nara. She's called a gedola. For the first 6 months, she's called a nara. 6 months later, her body changes more, and then she's called a bagera. Then she goes out of the father's reshus completely. So if the Torah would have just said, v'yotzachinam, I would say when the yom of Ria becomes a bagera, then she goes out free. Then the pasuk says, though, ain't kosef, teach us more, elu yemei naros. That no, the girl goes out free when she's a naro. As soon as she becomes 12 years old and she has two sires, she goes out free. Even though she was only sold a year ago, that's a new yitziyah, naros takes the girl out from being an amariyah. So Mary asked the question, felichta rachmana naros leboi bageris. Like, what do I have to have two words here for? Teach us naros and bageris, pshita. If she goes out free when she becomes 12 years old, so where's the case of 12 and a half years old? What do I need that for? Some are Rabba. Rabba answers, true, but the pshat is, bo zev limit al zeh. This one comes to teach us on the other one. Another one, if we would have just said one word, the yosachinam, I would have said it only means the bigeris goes out free. I would not know that an hour goes out free. Therefore, I have to say, ain't cost to teach me, no, even an hour goes out free. But it's not a question, just say one. Because if I would have just said one pasuk, I would have thought it means only a bageris. How do I know that even a nara goes out free? That's because there are two pasukim here. And another example like this is, midi dihevi atosha v'socher. Just like the Torah says, a kohen that has a work like an Eved Ivri working for him, an Eved Ivri cannot eat truma. There's only a lacha, an Eved Kenani of a kohen could eat his truma. A kohen, if he owns an Eved Kenani, that the Kayan owns, that's called Kinyan Kaspa, that the Eved Kanani could also eat Truma. But if a Kayan owns an Eved Ivri, that's called a Taishav, that's called a Sacher. He's only by you for 6 years. A Taishav means the Eved Ivri became a Nirza, that stays by you until Yovel. Both of them cannot eat Truma, because he's not called Kinyan Kaspa, and go out free eventually. This one goes out free after 6 years, and this one goes out free by Yovel. The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, Taishav. Zeh kone kinyan olam. That means he works for you until yovel. Sochir, zeh kone kinyan shonim. He's only working for you for 6 years. And the Torah says both of them cannot eat truma by a kohen. Now the question is, yoyma toshav, let the apostle just say toshav cannot eat truma. For lo yoyma sochir, it doesn't have to say the word sochir. Vani yoyma, I know myself. Kenu yo kinyan olam. If this Eved Ivri that became a nirza, that works until yovel, he cannot eat truma, eino oichol. So if so, for sure I would know that Kono Kinyan Shonim Lekoshchein, isn't it for sure if you just have a regular Eved Ivri that only works for 6 years, for sure he cannot eat Truma. In other words, that's not called the Kinyan Kasboy, because eventually he goes out free. So if so, why does the Pasuk have to say both Toshav and Sochir? So the answer is, Elu Kain, if the Torah would only written one, Ha'is Yoyma Toshav Zeh Kono Kinyan Shonim. If the Torah would have just wrote that a Toshav cannot eat Truma, I would have thought, know what a Toshav is. A regular Eved Ivri that works only for 6 years. Kona Kinyan Olam. Let's say this Eved Ivri was near to said Haftiyah Sadoni, he wants to stay and work by him until Yovel. Maybe that's called the bigger Kinyan there. Maybe then Eichel. maybe such an Eved Ivri could eat Truma. So Bo Sochir, that's what Torah has to say, a second word of Sochir. For Limad al Toshiv, now Sochir comes to teach us what the word Toshiv means. Because Sochir means a regular Eved Ivri. So what does the word Toshiv mean? Even a stronger type of an Eved that's near to the works to Yovel. Sha'af al-Pi Shekhanu Kinyan Olam, even though he has a Kinyan to work until Yovel, Eino Eichol, still he does not eat Truma. So you see such a pshat, the Torah has to write two words in order to explain to us what the word means. Here also, the Torah has to write, V'yotza chinam ein kosev, two words to teach us, not only does a bageris go out free from the Maria, but even a nara also goes out free. This Gemara says back, no, Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, Midami is one like the other. Hosom trei gufaninu, Baye and Eved Ivri, and a nirza, they're two different bodies, two different people. Tichinami kosev achmona teisha of nirza. Even if Torah would have spoke out clearly, that a Toshav Nirtza, an Eved Ivri, that had his ears pierced, that he works until Yovel, Lo Yochel, he does not eat Truma. And then, V'od, the cost of Idoch, and then the Torah would say again, that a Sochir does not eat Truma, so really it would have been a question, why did the Torah do it? But I can answer it, because the Klal is, that Milsa V'yasti B'Kal V'Chayma, even though something that we could know ourselves by a Kal V'Chayma, sometimes, or even then, by the way, what the cost of idach? So even though heavy sochir milsa the kavachoyma, still or milsa the yasta the kavachoyma torach the cost of lakrua. Sometimes the Torah goes out to write down something, even though it looks like it's extra. Even though the Torah would have not written it, we still would have known it because of the kavachoyma. But that's a cloud. Certain times the Torah does write it down, even though we would know it, even if it wouldn't have been written. Because of the Kal V'Chayma, still there's such a cloud that Omilsa Diyasi of the Kal V'Chayma still Torah because of Lakura. Sometimes the Torah does go to write it down, even though we would know it without the Pasuk. So therefore I could understand why by Toshav and Socher the Torah writes down both. Because they're two different people, so I can have write down Toshav and write down Socher. Even though they're telling me I don't have to do it, I would know what a Kal V'Chayma, but that's the cloud. Certain times the Torah does write it down. So it's not a question on the Torah why it wrote it down. But over here it's a question. Aval ha-hoch, over here it doesn't make any sense. Chod de-gufi, it's one Omavriya. A man, a Jewish man, sold his daughter for an Omavriya. Now the locher is, she goes down after 6 years, but if you sold her when she's 10 years old, the locher is, she goes out free when she's an Ara. So this one girl, if she goes out free when she's a Naira, why does the Torah have to write she goes out free when she's a Begeris? In other words, it doesn't apply. It's one person. This girl, before she becomes a Begeris, she's always a Naira first. So if you tell me now she goes out free when she's a Naira, how can the Torah say something that doesn't make any sense? It's not some extra. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Where do you have a Begeris that goes out free? She always went out free when she was a Naira already. Aval hocha chod gufis one lady. Kinofkula benaris begeris ma boy gabe. When she goes out free, when she becomes 12 years old, anama of Ria, a Jewish Sarah maid, goes out free when she's 12 years old. So how do you have the case that she goes out free when she's 12 and a half? She never anama when she's 12 and a half, when she's a begeris. So therefore, Elom Rabbi answers like this. La nitzucha, no, there is a case where we need a pasuk. A case of the girl, an islandess, that she never has Cyrus. She never really becomes an Ara. An islandess, the locher is a type of a girl that doesn't have any Cyrus. So when she becomes 20 years old, then she becomes a Begeris automatically. Now, an islandess is like this. Up until 20, she's called the Ketana. She doesn't have Cyrus, she's still called the Ketana. When she becomes 20 years old, and now we realize that she's an islandess, a girl that won't have any Cyrus, so she becomes a Gedola right away. She becomes a Begeris right away. She doesn't have a Din Nairus. Nairus is only if you become a Gedola when you're 12 years old. With Cyrus, you become a Naira. But an islandess that becomes a Gedola when she's 20 years old, she skips over Nairus and she goes straight to become a Begeris. So the Pasuk is teaching us what's going to be if you sold the girl that's an islandess. And the lady, she becomes a Begeris, does she go out free or not? Yes, she goes out free. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. El Labaga the Alanis. The Salkut of the Chaminos. I would have thought to say, the Nairis Tapuk, the Bagras are Tapuk. Maybe only a girl goes out when she becomes a Naira, but not when she becomes a Begeris.
Kamashma, that's the pasuk teaching us here now, that there is a case that this Omar, the Omar can go out free once she becomes the Begeris. Where is that the case? Where she was in idleness.
Yeah.
Maskiv lo ma baravashi. For lav kal v'choymu. Still I have a kal v'choymu though. Like, what do I need a pasuk for? O ma simonim. Madach, when a girl becomes 12 years old, and she has simonim, she has two sirus, that we say she goes out free. Shein moitzia rishus av. The locher is though a nara does not go out of a father's rishus. A nara is still under a father's control, so a father can still marry her off if she wants. Only when she becomes a boigeris does she leave the father's rishus. But even though she's a gedola, she's 12 years old, and she has two sirus, still the locher is, she's rishus aviha. Still, Moitzian, Mirshusadan, still when the Omaria becomes 12 years old with two Cyrus, when she becomes a Nara, Nara takes her out of her Odon, if so, by Bagrus, that the Nihilist now becomes a Bagaris, Shamoitzian, Mirshusav, a Bagaris is a stronger leaving the Rishus of the father. When your daughter becomes a Bagaris, when she becomes 12 and a half years old, she goes out of the father's Rishus completely. The father can't marry her off anymore. The father has no more hafaras nadara with her anymore. She goes out of the father's rishus completely. Since so, Eino Din, isn't it a svaro, shomitzir mishus odin? That for sure, an islandess that becomes a bageris, for sure she should go out of the odin's rishus. And that's a kal v'chaima. If you tell me now regular nairus, which is not so strong by leaving the father, still you go away from your master, so a bageris, which is stronger, you leave the father's rishus completely, for sure, you should be able to leave your work, your odin. So what do I need an extra pasuk to teach me that an idleness, that when she becomes a begeris at 20 years old, she can go out free, pshita. So where it says, Elo'oma ma baravashi, lo'nitzicha, you know where and what we need a pasuk for, Elo'li'ika zvina the idleness. I need it for the sale of an idleness. If a man has a daughter that's an illness, and he wants to sell her for an omavriya, that Salka Dada Chimin Rai would have thought to say, Ti'as Yosimoni Nairis Hevi Zvina. When does a father have a right to sell his daughter to be an omavriya? And it's called a sale. The father sells her for money, and the person that buys her now owns her for these years, and all the work that she does goes to the master. There's such a sale called an omavriya, Jewish slave. So, Jewish maid. So when can you sell only a girl that will become an Ara? Then it's called Hevi Zvini. But maybe I would have thought to say the Loyasya Simoni Nairis. But this type of a girl that is never going to have Simoni Nairis, she's never going to have a Cyrus, but just when she becomes 20 years old, now that's a new din, she becomes a Begera, she becomes a Gdela right away, the Hevi Zvina Zvini. Maybe that case is never considered a sale. Maybe the sale was like Betois, and Betois speaks out. So he speaks out, Yeshleim the bottom Toys here. Tochikoma, Lehevi Zvini Zvini, Vitzora Chodan Lahachzer Maisel. The Avimin would have been is maybe the master now has to return to the father all the work that his daughter did throughout those years. And Vyav Yasser Akesef. And maybe the father has to return the money that he received for the sale of his daughter. Vagamein Shaykh Vadin Yiyud in Yoda. There's also a law of an Omar of Riyah, if the master wants to marry her, he can marry her without giving a kesef of kedushin. We say the money that was first given for buying the Omar of Riyah, that money is the kesef of kedushin. We'll see about that later. That's a special law in Omar of Riyah. So maybe if the daughter later is found to be an islandess, maybe it was like Botul Mafreya was never called, she was an Omar of Riyah. And if you were married because of year, the kibushin is bottle, and the monies go back, that's what I would have thought to say. Come on.